Now, if you are the only person in the country who doesn't have a show to go to, who doesn't have concert tickets or hasn't made plans this weekend, we've got you covered. In the last few weeks, yet another greenway has opened up. This latest one is a 32-kilometre route along a disused railway line between Navan in Meath and Kingscourt on the Cavan border. Darragh McCullough went along to the opening of it, where he met Councillor Eugene Cassidy, who first came up with the idea over a decade ago, long before we knew what a hit greenways were going to be with the public.
There was this greenway below in Mayo called the Great Western. Everybody was going down to look at it. It was the first. And this was a novelty, but not up in Mead. I mean, it's fine now looking, saying that everybody's into greenways, because greenways is the buzzword. But 2011, they weren't.
Why did you persist with it? What was it that was driving you on? Yeah. I mean, you're farming on a day-to-day basis. You're busy enough.
Yeah. Well, I suppose it was being pig-headed about it. It doesn't have to be in the west of Ireland to be a successful greenway. I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bike. I want to ride my
bicycle. I want to ride it where I like. We're standing here beside a lake, which I think is one of the biggest lakes in the county.
It's the biggest
lake. I never knew about it.
Yeah, it's Whitewood Lake. It's the biggest lake in County Meath. It's a north part of the county, because we haven't that many lakes in Meath. We're not like Cavan down the road, where they have a lake for every day of the year. But this is one. People use it, come out with their boats, they come out swimming, canoeing, the whole lot.
I see a swan just stretching its wings there as we're talking.
And there's more swans over to your left. So there's plenty of swans on this lake.
And it opens up a locality that is often, we're blind to, because we're whipping by in cars and motorbikes and planes and trains. Yeah. As we cycle along here, you're pointing out some of the features. There was not only the biggest lake in Mead, didn't know about Cranogs.
Yeah, we have a Cranog in Nobber, and it's actually the largest Cranog in Nobber, in Ireland. And the replica of that, they did excavations on it years ago, Professor George Ugan. And if you go to the Heritage Museum in Wexford, they have a Cranog down there, and there are the plans of the Cranog from Nobber. We also have, on Brihis Estate, Lord Bligh was the landowner there once upon a time. And in the Napoleonic Wars, he had a famous victory. And he planted two forests, like how the two opposing armies lined out on the day. And not only that, but he has a mausoleum there where the horse that he rode on the day is actually buried on the land.
And the greenway literally goes past that mound or that hill.
Absolutely. You're cycling by it. We also have a moat back here now. It'd be on our left-hand side. We're going back. And the cruisers were there because we were on the edge of the Pale. So inside the Pale, you had the Normans. And all the castles and the whole lot. And then the other side of it, we had all the Irish who were trying to keep out.
Yeah.
So that's...
The savages.
The savages keeping them all out. So that's also part of the heritage we belong. We have an awful lot of heritage along this. Yeah. So what we love to do is just tell people snippets as you're driving along, because we have a magnificent county here. Look around you. Drumlin country, the scenery's fantastic. And that's all people really want.
And on we went, until it was time to drop the bike back to the Greenway Hub at Wilkinstown. This is beside the Texaco garage run by Brendan and Emer Doughty. But with one eye to a future filled with electric vehicles, they've ploughed nearly €1 million into developing a hub for the Greenway beside their shop.
Well, I guess, Dara, it's like any business, I suppose. Things evolve, things change. There may not be a future for fuel. So we were looking at ideas how to expand our shop, diversify. I suppose this Greenway came along as an opportunity, and I do have an interest and a little background in tourism. And we felt together, business decision, even though it would be a long-term one, it was going to be a good call, and it would be an absolute shame to not link up to this Greenway.
Was there any kind of personal motivation for you in this project, maybe?
My health, unfortunately, isn't great. I suffer with chronic migraine, probably to a very debilitating level. So I suppose I had to step away in recent years, the latter years from the shop. We're actually open 110 hours a week as a store. So it's full on, you've 50 staff. It's, you know, but look, my husband works in seventh gear, and unfortunately with the migraine, I've more so coming along in second. But Dara, just as you asked, this park and this project, I suppose maybe in the back of our minds might help, and might, and certainly as we are not getting any younger, need to bring a bit of balance into our lives. And it's like as if it almost all happened for some sort of crazy reason between my tourism background and my health. So I don't know, stick in the boxes and we'll see where we go.
On such a bright, sunny morning, it was hard to find anyone who didn't love the new Navan to Kings Cork Greenway. Eugene is hopeful that the experience of having a greenway has transformed perceptions.
And I have run into people, because I think people are afraid of the unknown. And once it's there and they see how popular it is, the way it's used, the people that use it, right on their doorstep, you know, they've really bought into the idea.
Councillor Eugene Cassidy talking to Dara McCullough.